Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN, New York.
Folks, I have to admit, after 4 weeks in this NFL season, I was beyond down in the dumps. I was 9 games under .500. My picks felt hopeless. I felt like I had no chance of seeing the 500 mark at any point this year. Well, I proceeded to go 5-0, 3-2. 4-1. So we are red hot over our last 3 weeks. And with that good effort, we are now back to the 500 mark. So we're right back where we started in week one. The quest and the challenge is to get above that and run it high. That's what we're going to try to do. It is not an easy week, but we were giving out all sorts of winners last week, from myself to Mike Fliegelman to Paul Rosenberg to Harris Allen. So let's try to do that again. Without further ado, the Week 8 edition of the Unlocks of the Week.
And here we go.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here.
What?
Win. Win.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
Let's get it. We were 4-1 last week, and through 7 weeks, 17, 17, and 1. I want a winning record, so let's make it a winning week. We're going to start in game one. I like the Detroit Lions plus the 3 points. I'm going back to the well with the Detroit Lions, a team that burned me earlier in the year. I think they've turned the corner here. Their offense looks a lot different with Kenny Golladay back in the fold. They have not quit on the year. They got the big win against Jacksonville. They stunned the Atlanta Falcons. And I think they could catch the Indianapolis Colts sleeping a little bit in this game. Game will be close with these two quarterbacks. Game will come down to the wire. But I think a lot of that bad juju earlier in the year is kind of bound to even out. I think we're going to see that here in this game. Late Rivers interception. Big Stafford to Golladay play. I'm going back to the well. Lions plus the 3 in game number 1. Game 2. I'm taking a team that is now developing into being a hefty favorite. Normally, I do not do this, but I like the Tennessee Titans laying the 7 points against the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, this line, wish I would have got it at 3.5. I don't feel nearly as good taking them at 7, but you look at the Titans' numbers, yards per play, compare it to what Cincinnati's given up yards per play. It's just a real bad matchup. I like the fact that Tennessee is coming off a loss. I like the fact that Derrick Henry is going to run angry. And I like the fact that you can make plays at will against this Bengal defense. I think Burrow will make a play or two. I'm a little concerned about the backdoor cover being in play. But I think the Titans will win this game by 2 scores. I'll lay the 7 points. Give me the Tennessee Titans. Game 3. This might be my favorite play of the week. I love the Las Vegas Raiders plus 2.5 against the Cleveland Browns. To me, Cleveland is a fraudulent 5-win team. I have not loved what I've seen out of them lately. I think the Raiders going into a game where they have to run the football can work to their advantage. I think they will run the football well. I think they are the more desperate team. I think there's a reason why this line has gone from 3.5 to 2.5. I'm going to roll with the Vegas Raiders. That's right. The Raiders. Plus the 2.5 in game number 3. Game 4. We've been hitting on the square dog of the week. To me, the square dog of the week is the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I know they've been good to me, and I feel dirty picking against them. But out of the bye under John Harbaugh, the Ravens are 10-2 straight up. They're 9-3 against the spread. And remember, last year, they were able to beat New England 37-20 as a 3-point underdog. I think the Steelers, after a physical game, against the Tennessee Titans are going to be in for a rude awakening against the team coming off a bye. I think it's a great spot for Baltimore. I'm going to take them. I'm going to feel good about taking them. I will lay the 4.5 points. I think the Ravens win this game by 7-10. Give me Baltimore in game 4. Last but not least, I got to do it. I got to do it. Emotion is coming into play, but not just emotion. Trends. Short week for the Rams. West Coast to East Coast. Miami coming off a bye. Miami with an opportunistic defense. And how can I go against my guy Tua in his first start? I'm getting 3 and a hook. Maybe this is an emotional play. Maybe we'll be laughing about this on Monday. I don't care. Give me the Miami Dolphins plus the 3.5, baby. Let it rock. Let it rip. And let's hope come next Friday, I'm over 500. We welcome in the great Nittany Lion, who's calling once again on his off day. I know he's not going to include Ohio State and Penn State in the proceedings. Let's welcome in Mike Fliegelman. How are you, Fleeks?
JJ, I'm doing great. How can I not be today as a Mets fan? I mean, I've cried twice in my adult life. First time was when little Sebastian died, and the second was today when I saw a tweet that Steve Cohen was approved as the Mets owner. I am just giddy and excited for MLB free agency. It's been a while.
What a life, Fleeks. What a life. So now that you are riding this high, let's see if that will be a direct correlation to you having a great weekend of picking games. So what's on your docket?
All right, well, first, congratulations on your turnaround. It's been incredible. Game number one, I'm with you on the Lions. I feel like maybe I should quit while I'm ahead after all the good luck I needed last week for them to pull that game out against the Falcons and cover. But I think they can win this game outright. You mentioned Galladay's back. DeAndre Swift is fully part of that offense now. And the Colts are 1-2 on the road. The one win was an ugly win against the Bears that I don't believe in them, you don't believe in them, nobody seems to believe in them. So I'm going to take the Lions plus the points. I think they can win outright. Game number two, this line makes absolutely no sense to me. It's the Packers minus 6 or 6.5. I'm going to lay the points. I feel like I should stay away because of how fishy this is, and I'm hoping Sunday afternoon, late afternoon, I don't look back and say, oh, okay, that's what was going on. But this offense is clicking against every team that's not the Bucs, and they're at home. They already beat the Vikings week one. The offense looked great against them, even without Aaron Jones. I think they move the ball. I think they score a ton of points, and I think they win this game running away. So I'm taking the Packers. Game number three, big point spread, but I'm taking the Eagles minus 11. They're getting healthier, even without Miles Sanders, without Ertz, with the guys that are still out. I think they're going to get enough from Boston Scott in this game. I think Carson Wentz is going to play really well against the so-called defense of the Cowboys. I just don't see how Ben DiNucci can go into Philly in prime time, his first start, how that could work out for a Cowboys team that quit weeks ago. They already quit on the backup quarterback. Now I think they're going to play hard for this third stringer. I just don't see it. I think the Eagles are a team that after they got off to the slow start, they see that the division is right in front of them. It's theirs for the taking with how bad these other three teams are. And I think they make a statement in a big way on Sunday night and blow the Cowboys out. Game number four, I'm going heads up with you. I'm very high on the Steelers team. I have been all year. Last week, they were a road dog. I took them out of the picks at the last second. I'm not doing it again. Deontay Johnson being healthy is huge for their offense. I won't be surprised if the Ravens win this game. They're a great team. I think there's a good chance they do win this game. But if I have a chance to take that many points with a great team, a team that's still unbeaten, yeah, I'm going to take it in the Steelers. This is a rivalry game. These teams play close games a lot, so I'm hoping for a field goal game, and then it can go either way. Game five, I'm with you. I'm going emotional. I did like the Finns. They're the team I'm leaving out for this emotional pick. I'm going to take the Chiefs minus the 20 points. Why not? I don't think the Jets are going to be able to score more than twice in this game. That's if they get lucky. Rosenberg will probably make a prop bet along those lines like he has been the last few weeks in a minute, so I'm not going to steal it from him. The Jets don't have the speed on defense to keep up with any single weapon that the Chiefs have, let alone 3, 4, or 5 of them on the field at the same time. I think the Chiefs will have to go out of their way, turnovers, penalties, stuff like that, weird, fluky plays, to not score 35 points. And I just told you, I don't think the Jets are scoring more than 14, and that's by some miracle. It's going to be very, very ugly. My two football teams are going to get destroyed this weekend, but as I alluded to earlier, I don't even care because Steve Cohen owns the Mets. I'm hoping for another winning week for me, you, Harris, Paul, everybody like we did last week. But at the end of the day, Steve Cohen owns the Mets. I'm good.
Mike Fliegelman, outstanding work, my brother. We will chat soon enough. Enjoy your football Friday, okay?
Listen, we have a full Monday night overnight after Giants Bucks. That'll be a lot of fun.
We will chat then. That's right. I am looking forward to it. A one-night cameo appearance to the overnight. Paul Rosenberg.
Yes, sir.
You've been hot. You've been throwing in, mixing and matching every which way. So what do you got?
Mixing and matching. We will start with what Mr. Fliegelman had said I would probably do. Under 1.5 Jets touchdowns, minus 121. It is a slam dunk. I am going to bet it every time until I lose. I'm okay with that. On top of that, and it's 19.5 now. I'm getting the half point. Chiefs -19.5. This could be -21, and I would lay the 21 points. That's how bad this Jets team is. And it's not going to be close. Mahomes all day. Number three, I am also with Mike. I'm going to take the Packers laying the 6.5. The Vikings are just total trash right now. Packers offense clicking. They put up 43 in week one. 5-1 straight up and against the spread this season. So it's all in the numbers. And again, sometimes people overrate the numbers. Just use your eye test. And the Packers are just a touchdown better at least than the Vikings. So that is the Vikings -6.5. Game four, pick four. I'm going against you. I'm taking the Rams -3.5.
A little heads up. That's fair. I like it. I like a little competition.
I know it's Tua, but you're facing Aaron Donald. And if he gets one hit on Tua that goes the wrong way, that's it. On top of that, some numbers for you that I actually did some research this week for. Since 2003, teams on a short week, which the Rams are, off teams facing a bye, which the Dolphins are, 25-9-1 against the spread. There you go. Also, 3-0 against the spread. West Coast team playing on the East Coast in that format as well. So Rams -3.5. And my last one, I'm going to do a little prop. Joe Burrow over 12.5 rushing yards. You can get that like -130 at whatever sportsbook. No offensive line. He's going to be running for his life all over the place against the Titans. Back-to-back rushing touchdowns, actually, Burrow has scored. And no Joe Mixon, and that plays a factor because Gio Bernard's pretty old right now. So, Burrow over 12.5 rushing yards, under 1.5 touchdowns for the New York Jets. KC laying the 19.5. The Rams laying 3.5. The Pack laying 6.5. Rosenberg's picks, week 8.
Job well done, Paul Rosenberg. And our leader right now in the clubhouse is Harris Allen. Harris and I are going heads up on three games. He's got the Steelers. I got the Ravens. He's got the Colts. I got the Lions. He's got the Browns. I got the Raiders. Plus, he has Green Bay with you guys. He has Philadelphia with Fleeks. There you have it. World famous. Week 8, JJ After Dark Unlocks of the Week.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.